Hello, and welcome to A Nightmare Short Shot. My name is Allison Bell Buse, pleased to be your muse for this flash fiction podcast. This month, we have a haunting and hopeful poem for you, The Morning of Sam Lillo, the Gardener, by Adriana C. Grigore, narrated by Roxanne Hernandez, right after this message.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
And now, Roxanne Hernandez.
The Morning of Sam Lillo, the Gardener, by Adriana C. Grigore. I used to have this illustrated version of Beauty and the Beast when I was little, which more often than not, I used to retrace the drawings than reread the story. But I do remember it was my favorite version of the tale, because it reserved several beautiful pages for the scene with the rose theft. The roses curled like vines around the snow-strewn garden of the decrepit castle, and somehow all that decaying beauty filled me with a sense of peace, as if saying, "Imagine how quiet that must be." It seemed to be the kind of quiet that could only exist in between stories, there to be disrupted, to be mourned. But someone must keep the roses growing, even when there are no princes in the castle. So you could say that was my gift to Sam Lillo. She gets to see the garden in every act of the story, but also watch it reborn from the ashes every time. ACG. Curses take root from root to root, is what they said when they came for the tree. The tree that had shaded her since she was a baby, running around after her mama's mud-stained slacks, watching her cut rose from rose, splice shoot from shoot, root to root. Split, split, crack through time. Half of all that's in a tree is time. It all caves beneath a blade. Sam watched her days trickle out like sap, watched her days seep into the wooden handle of the axe, watched the tilting tree, and thought of Mama. At least the handle is one of us, the garden sang. Trickle, 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 how the roots do wither, as my true love waited, as all my days abated. The curse sputtered down. Watch it sputter down. Watch it bubble black and blue out of the old ash tree. Watch the curse sizzle on the ground. Watch it simmer in the ground. Watch it stick to a dozen feet. Watch it seep into their feet. Watch it reach their shoots. Watch it eat their roots. Trickle, trickle, trickle. How the roots do wither. As my whole life waited. As all your love abated. Split, split, crack through time. Half of all a garden grows is time. It all blooms beneath a spade. Sam felt the roots crumble down like ash. Felt them spread like mold beneath the garden of the castle. Felt the echo of decay lower down the valley. The handle, too, was one of us, the garden wept. Curses take root from root to root, is what Sam said when they came to the fire. The fire that was her only light and warmth by evening, as she gathered seeds from decaying corpses. As she replanted rose after rose, nursed shoot after shoot, root to root.
You have just heard The Morning of Sam Lillo, The Gardener, by Adriana C. Grigore, narrated by Roxanne Hernandez.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This story was taken from the pages of Nightmare Magazine, which is edited by Wendy N. Wagner. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. Post-production was by Jim Freund, and our music was composed and performed by Jack Kincaid. Once again, I am Allison Bell Buse, and I hope this poem transported you to your own garden, snow-strewn. Thank you for listening.